Kia ora, it's a whānau. I thought I'd pop in to say hi and how are you? It's been a whole week. I've missed you. Look, thank you so much for joining me on the journey of season two of Grey Areas. It has been a blast. I really, really love talking to people about the things that are impacting our lives on the daily and maybe digging a little bit beneath the surface. And there have been so many suggestions coming in for great topics as well as awesome humans to talk to. So personally, I've already got season three planned out, but no doubt there'll be a bit of argy-bargy about what to put in and what to leave out, and I can't wait to bring it to you next year. I just am so loving this journey, and doing it with you makes all the difference. So can I share a couple of pieces of feedback with you? This one tickled my fancy because Cherie said, I had to do a lot of driving recently and I listened to your podcast for what must have been about 6 hours. Basically, I was like, whoa, 6 hours. That's a lot of talk time. Anyway, I benefited from it so very much. Lots of changes in my body of late, and it's nice to know I am not alone in my battles. So much goodness inside the podcast. So thank you for that, Cherie. This one also really I loved. And I don't know the name because she texted me from her work account, but she said, look, I'm an ex-physio, I teach Pilates, I have passed your podcasts, especially about menopause and pelvic floor awareness, on to so many people. Absolutely brilliant. For me, who has chatted about this with so many for so long, it's validation. And speaking to wider audiences that hit home, they loved listening and hearing other women confirm that they are normal, that they can get help, that there are people who can help, that it will be okay. And oh, yes, this is it, because wahine, women of Aotearoa New Zealand, we have the answers inside of ourselves. We are not broken and needing to be fixed, but we are all connected and we all need and deserve support, love and attention and care. And that care, I believe, starts at home. It starts inside our own brains, our own bodies, our own hearts. When we can care for ourselves well, we can care for others even better. Now, the sneaky cheeky reason that I'm here is not just to say, hasn't it been awesome? It's also because I was the very first guest on my mate Ash's brand new podcast. It's called Podheads, not Potheads, but maybe it has some affiliation because it's pretty chill. And basically, Asher loves podcasts. He loves getting recommendations for new ones to check out. He told me he made his very first podcast back in the early 2000s. So he knows what he's talking about. And I kind of like the idea. It's a podcast talking to podcasters about the podcasts that they're listening to. What could be more meta? And also a shout out to Asher. He was an early champion of Grey Areas at MediaWorks. And even before we launched this, he saw what it could be. But as you'll hear, he hasn't listened to every episode.
Grey Areas, there's so many people who are learning from that. Menopause, the stuff I've learned.
Did you listen to the Pelvic Floor episode?
No, that's the one I'm like.
That goodness is yet to
this
come.
This was season one. I haven't got to the Pelvic Floor one. I've been picking and choosing.
Excuses.
But that taught Petra something.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'll be a lifelong student. I love learning. Like, I love it because it feels like I'm alive when I'm learning something. It feels like there's room to expand my boundaries, like this idea of learning about different cultures or different ideology or different, I'd love it. So I do have to say, though, that starting a podcast, I was really grateful. I'd listened to back to the Robcast, listened to an episode where he talks about, as an international speaker and a maker of Netflix style movies and videos, that the episode's called And They All Passed, and he just tells story after story after story about how everybody says no to him. Like, he doesn't get booked for any gigs. Nobody picks up his movie. Nobody picks up the television series he's pitched. And he just tells story after story. And I listened to this episode a couple of times because my relationship with no is complicated. I love to say yes. I find it hard to say no. I know, that saying no is so good. It's so healthy. It's a boundary that makes me a safe person and the people in my circle safe. So I'm learning to say no. and push through that discomfort. But other people saying no to you can be so personal. So I'm impacted by my perception of what no means. If no is mean and nasty and selfish and cruel, I'm not going to be able to say it and not going to be able to hear it. So this one literally made no a data point. It's a piece of information. So now when I ask people to be on my podcast and they say no, I'm like, thanks so much for letting me know. That's awesome. I respect your no. And that has changed my life. Like I ask people different things all the time now because no is okay. It's on the table. It's like freedom. No is like, yes, it's a good and healthy thing to do. So that's definitely something. That was a life-changing podcast for me.
So we talked about how I first discovered podcasts and then how that developed into finding podcasts that really fitted me and my personality and where I was at in life. And there's something quite joyous about the meandering journey of being cherry picking, I guess, a little bit of information here, a little bit of love, a little bit of laughter. And also discovering homemade podcasts has been so great. I have absolutely loved that. And you'll hear referenced some of the stuff we've been talking about in grey areas, like, for example, my relationship with No. You can listen to that full episode over on the Podheads feed. Yep, you'll get all my recommendations, and I'll pop a link in the description to make it super easy. So yeah, thanks, Asha, for having me on, and all the very best with your new show.